Well, bidding wars and sky-high price tags have been the story of GTA real estate for quite some time, and things really didn't change during the pandemic. But tomorrow, borrowing guidelines will change, making the threshold for getting approved for a mortgage higher. So what does this mean for homebuyers in this city? Well, Andrew Ipekian is a real estate broker, and Andre Rausch is one of his clients. He's trying to buy a condo in Toronto. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Ismaila.
Good morning, Masaila.
Great to have you both here on the program with me. Now, Andrew, we'll start with you. Can you explain these new stress test rules for us?
All right. So the stress test currently in place, there's one at 4.79%. So basically what it is that if you want to purchase a home, condo, or whatever it is, you have to qualify on paper at 4.79%. And you can still get your regular rate of your 1.5% or 2%, but the bank wants to see you qualify at that rate. The new stress test is going to be increased to 5.25%. So basically the government's going to make it a little more stressful for you. So that's an increase of 0.46% of an increase.
And what does this mean then, you know, at the bottom line for somebody who's looking to buy or get approved for a mortgage after tomorrow?
Yeah, so great question, Ismaila. So what it's going to be is it's going to reduce your purchasing power about 5% almost. So if you're looking to buy, let's say, $1 million home, you can probably qualify for about $955,000 instead of $1 million. So it's going to be a little more difficult, especially on the sub $1 million market where people are losing houses for $2,000, $3,000, let alone $40,000 or $50,000.
I'm just thinking about somebody who has spent years, you know, building up their down payment and getting ready to purchase a home to run into this. You might try and beat that change if you could. Andre, how's this going to change your hunt for a condo?
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. I guess my timing isn't the best. Like Andrew said, my purchasing power, I guess you could say, has gone down about $50,000. I've been looking for a condo for the past 2 weeks with Andrew, and most of the places that I'm seeing listings that are desirable are typically sold before we can even go and visit them. So I'm not sure if people have been rushing to purchase, but that might be an effect.
You've been trying to make a purchase for a while. How long have you been building up to this point?
Well, not too long as far as the savings, but it's been a couple of weeks where I've actively been looking at listings.
Yeah. And now you're also not a first-time home buyer. What's it been like trying to buy a new condo now as compared to when you looked before?
Good question. Actually, my last condo purchase in Toronto was 5 years ago with Andrew.
Okay.
And that condo at the time was $575,000, and the same condo today is $900,000. So that's 5 years.
Okay.
It's quite a bit different.
So the prices have changed significantly. And what about the actual act of searching for that home and trying to lock one down? How much has that changed in those 5 years?
Well, I find it easier to work online a little bit more than 5 years ago, but everything that everybody wants sells right away, or waiting for multiple offers or holding offers. It hasn't been easy.
And Andrew was talking about that, 5% difference in the stress test itself, what you need to qualify for in order to be considered for getting a mortgage and moving forward with a home. What type of a difference would that 5% make in the actual home that you could qualify for?
Well, in my case, it's about $50,000 difference. And in most cases, I'm in that sweet spot where that's really the difference between someone who can qualify or can't for a specific property. Most of the properties we're looking for kind of need that extra $50,000 right now, so to speak.
Andrew, these new rules, are they going to achieve what was desired here? Is this going to make the intended adjustment in the market?
Well, so the government's doing this in order to slow things down, and that may happen down the road. But initially, when there's some sort of government intervention, what happens is that, let's say, so tomorrow when something goes into effect, like these new rules, you say, okay, well, $50,000 less, the buyer, you used to be worth, let's say, $1 million, now I can only purchase for $950,000. The seller's not going to drop. They're going to wait. Well, I'll just wait for the person. And then the buyer can't buy. So what generally happens is some sort of standstill in the market where people are not reluctant. And so inventory starts to sit a little bit longer until somebody caves drops their price, and everyone falls in line and then sort of carries on their merry way. In this instance, I would say that it's going to have a little bit of a slowdown, and they're just basically forecasting, which is down the road, is that rates are going to increase because these bargain basement rates are not going to be here for very much too long, I'd probably say.
Andre, if you don't find anything that you like within the range of your mortgage, what's your next move at this point in time?
Moving in with Andrew.
You're always welcome, my friend.
But seriously, what will you do? I mean, you've been planning to get a new place. What will you do if you can't find anything that fits what you want within the range that you're allowed right now?
Yeah, I think I will probably do the prudent thing and dip into more savings, come up with a bigger down payment. There's no other choice.
And I mean, but given the pattern, wouldn't you worry at that point in time that by the time you've built up a larger down payment that things may have changed on the market again?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's worrisome.
Is this stressful for you at all?
Yeah, it's stressful.
It's just that you sound like you're keeping pretty even keeled about this. I can't imagine going through this and having this change happen while you're on the hunt for a place to live.
Yeah, it was a surprise, actually. But we had just sold our condo, so we have a closing day coming, and effectively I need to purchase a new condo.
Okay, so this is time crunch as well for you.
That's right.
Andrew, what would you say to people who are looking to buy and sell a home right now?
Well, if you're looking to sell, you know, obviously, you know, do it while you can because the market is hot. And those who are buying, the reality is a lot of people are, you know, dipping into savings as much as they can. People, especially the first-time home buyers, they're getting a lot of help from their mom and dad. So they're, you know, I can't tell you, so many people are getting, you know, down payments from their parents to help them purchase that house, to get them over that threshold to make the change in their life and get that perfect house they've always wanted. So, you know, using other things like your RSPs, whatever you can do in order to get over that threshold. And if you can get over the 20% mark, that may things a little bit better for you if you wait and save a little bit more money, as the banks are a little bit more lenient with people who are putting more than 20% down. When you're doing an insured mortgage, you kind of have to fit in the parameters of a box with the ratios. And if you don't fall in those ratios, there is basically no leniency. Hmm.
Is it worth borrowing money to make those things happen for yourself?
Well, it's worth it depending on the buyer. If you really want this house and you feel you won't be able to get it again, yes, by all means. And especially if you're going to have a long-term perspective, if you're looking to stay in that home 5, 10, or 15 years, by all means, do whatever you can to get the house you want. If it's short-term and you really don't like it, then don't spend the money.
Thanks to both of you for being here this morning. And Andre, though I'm sure Andrew is a great roommate, I do hope that your search ends with success. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Ismail. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You take care. Andrew Ipekian is a real estate broker in Toronto, and Andre Rausch is one of his clients in the market for a new condo.